Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. Joe Biden has been meeting Democratic Party governors as he attempts to shore up support in the face of further calls for him to withdraw from the US presidential election. A second Democratic congressman, Raul Grijalva, has urged him to step aside in the wake of last week's poor showing in the televised debate with Donald Trump. Our North America editor Sarah Smith reports.
President Biden is trying to reassure staff and allies that he's not about to quit the presidential race. On a call with campaign staff, he told them, "No one's pushing me out. I'm not leaving." And the White House spokesperson, Karine Jean-Pierre, was also keen to dismiss speculation about Mr. Biden's position. Recent polling suggests nearly three-quarters of voters think he's not fit to be president. Some senior party figures who have not said that Mr. Biden should step aside are now openly discussing what should happen if he does, with most of them saying the party should unite behind Vice President Kamala Harris to be their new candidate.
Hurricane Beryl is hurtling across the southern coast of Jamaica, driving torrential rain and powerful winds across the Caribbean island. Meteorologists are describing it as the strongest and most dangerous storm Jamaica has faced in decades. Pictures on social media show buildings destroyed in and around the capital, Kingston. The director of the US National Hurricane Center, Dr. Michael Brennan, has urged people to take shelter.
Multiple life-threatening hazards playing out across Jamaica now. We're expecting to see storm surge of 6 to 9 feet above normal tide levels with dangerous breaking waves and damaging wave action on top of that. So very dangerous conditions ongoing now in Jamaica, and they are going to continue for the next several hours. Everybody's going to want to stay sheltered in place through the rest of the day, through tonight.
Hamas says it has submitted a new set of ideas to Qatari negotiators attempting to end 9 months of conflict in Gaza. The proposals put forward by the Palestinian militant group have been described by an unnamed Israeli official as sufficiently positive to allow some progress in the talks. They've been deadlocked for weeks over apparently irreconcilable differences between the warring parties. Five political prisoners have been released in Belarus, according to pro-democracy activists. They include Rihor Kostusio, who was arrested after standing as a candidate to be president and accused of trying to overthrow the government of President Alexander Lukashenko. With more, here's Sarah Rainsford.
Mr. Lukashenko had announced this amnesty in advance, painting himself as humane in freeing people he said had smashed up the country in 2020, when there were giant opposition street protests. He said those being released were seriously ill. Mr. Kostusyov has cancer. The Belarusian opposition leader in exile, Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, welcomed news of his release, but she called for the immediate freeing of all political prisoners. The best known, including her own husband, Sergei, have now been held in isolation, with no letters, visits or calls for many months on end.
World News from the BBC. Officials in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo say rebels have attacked a gold mine, killing several people, including at least four Chinese nationals. Details of the incident are still unclear, but locals are blaming a militia known as Codeco for the attack near Ituri province. A migrant rescue vessel funded by the British artist Banksy has been impounded by Italian authorities. It was seized after rescuing more than 30 migrants from the Mediterranean Sea. The crew said bad weather had forced them to seek shelter near the island of Lampedusa, despite being ordered by the Italian authorities to transport survivors to Sicily. Researchers are trying to boost the genetic diversity of southern white rhino in Africa by harvesting the eggs of captive animals in zoos around Europe. They aim to create rhino embryos, which can be implanted into surrogates, thereby safeguarding the future of a species that was, until recently, critically endangered. Rebecca Morell sent this report from Ireland.
At Dublin Zoo, scientists have been collecting eggs from Xanta, a 22-year-old southern white rhino. They want to harvest her genes, along with those of other zoo rhinos around Europe. They believe these animals could help the wild population. At the end of the 19th century, southern white rhinos almost became extinct, with as few as 20 animals left. Their numbers have now recovered to thousands, but they're all descended from that tiny group, so they lack genetic diversity. But rhinos in zoos, because of crossbreeding programs, have genes that are more mixed up, making them valuable.
Some professional gamers at the first eSports World Cup, which is being held in Saudi Arabia, have worn rainbow-coloured pride kits in protest against the kingdom's anti-gay laws. The 8-week tournament, with a total prize fund of $60 million, has divided opinion among eSports players. Some have boycotted because it's largely funded by money linked to the Saudi government. Thousands of players will compete in some of the world's most popular games. BBC News.